Well, hello again. This is Art Pauly, your estate planning attorney, talking to you from my office in Roseville, California. You can reach me at area code 916-207-7526, or feel free to send me an email at artpauly, that's P-A-U-L-Y, at paulylaw.com. Or go to my website, paulylaw.com. There's a lot of information on there for you to take a look at and maybe helping you with your estate planning. What I wanted to talk about a little bit right now is trustees. A question comes up all the time when I meet with clients is, who should I select as a trustee? And it's a question that's something that I can't usually answer, has to be answered by you. But the thing to think about, to keep in mind whenever you're talking about a trustee, is the trustee is exactly what the term says. It is a trusted person, someone you trust that will follow your instructions as you've laid out in the trust document. Now, many people that have children in their families have kids. They will say, well, we would like our kids to be the trustees. And that's great. That's fine. And then generally, that is what happens. But you know, not all families, not all kids are wonderful people and are trustworthy. So you can pick one or the other of the children. You could have more than one if you wanted to. But that generally is what happens. But you know your family a whole lot better than I do. And one of the things I try to do when I do meet with people is to try to get a feel for their family, where the concerns are, what children have concerns for, that they have concerns for, and where we might be able to find a suitable trustee. Now, can there be more than one trustee? Well, of course there can. We do have a lot of families where there'll be more than one. But the thing to keep in mind, of course, is that it is a pure democracy, that if there are two trustees and they don't disagree, or they disagree, then nothing is going to happen. You should have a tiebreaker, 3, 5, 7, depending on how many you want to do. A lot of families will say, well, I'd like to have my first daughter to be trustee, followed number two, if she can't, number two, by this daughter or by this son or whatever. You can have a series of trustees. You can certainly do that if you want to do that. And I always recommend a backup trustee whenever we get into creating estate planning documents. What does the trustee do? Well, the trustee's job is, again, to follow your instructions specifically as you've laid them out in the trust. That could be anything that you'd want to put in there. We'll have another podcast about bequests and things of that nature, but the trustee's job is to make sure that happens. One of the issues that does come up a lot of times is the location of the trustee. Now, in this day and age when we have podcasts and we have emails and FedEx and all kinds of electronic ways of transmitting documents and things, it's not as important for the trustee to be in the same town where the trust makers are located, but it certainly does help, because if your son, for example, is on the East Coast and you live on the West Coast, your son is going to have to come out here to the West Coast a couple of times to deal with the estate. There are things where he will have to be here physically to actually sign documents and do those kinds of things. And if there are more than one trustee, if they're operating together, they're all going to have to be there. So the logistics is going to be a question you're going to have to think about when picking a trustee. Now, could it be somebody outside the family? Well, certainly. Brothers, sisters, all kinds of people could be a trustee. Again, somebody that's you would trust. Sometimes maybe it's a sometimes it's a lawyer. I don't particularly act as trustee for clients that I create estate plans for them. I believe there's a built-in conflict of interest there. But it could be your CPA, it could be a banker, it could be anybody that you would want to have do that. I do suggest that you talk to them about that and make sure that they're okay with doing it. There are also professional companies out there that act as trustees. We call them professional fiduciaries. Many banks have them. You can hire these people and they will have nothing whatsoever to do until you were to die or become mentally incompetent, at which point they would take over as trustee. There are some dangers with it. Professional fiduciaries do get paid. They do have a fee, and sometimes the fee can be pretty substantial. And they are going to be fairly impersonal. They're not going to be concerned about family dynamics. They're going to be following the instructions in the trust exactly as you have written them down. So you need to keep those things in mind if you're looking at a professional fiduciary. But that's pretty much the idea behind a trustee. Now, it's not a decision you want to take lightly. In fact, when I meet with people, I don't ask them to pick a trustee right away. I usually ask them to think about it, talk about it. The estate planning process is not something that you do overnight. It's something that we usually take a couple of weeks to get through. So they will have plenty of time to think about it and come up with somebody that they would want to have as a trustee. And that's a very important thing to do, and really give it some serious thought. Many people consult with their families, get the kids together, and ask them who they think ought to be a good trustee. My parents did that when my parents were both alive many years ago. We had a little family meeting. I have five brothers and sisters, and they asked, who do you think ought to be the trustee? And of course, they all pointed to me. I'm the oldest son, and I'm the only lawyer in the family, so of course I got to do that. And that was fine. I had no problem with it. We got along very well as a family, and I kept my brothers and sisters in the loop all the time, and everything went smoothly. But that doesn't always happen, but hopefully that does happen more often than not. So that's really what trustees are all about. A couple little war stories. I told you about my family. There's another individual I know of that her sister, her and her sister were beneficiaries. Her sister was also a trustee. There were other beneficiaries in this trust, and the other beneficiaries didn't like what the aunt had done. It was an aunt that had created this trust, and they thought it should have been done differently. And they were starting to put a lot of pressure on the trustee. Now, they're all family members, which was a problem because nobody really wanted to create any kind of family disharmony. So the beneficiaries that wanted to change what the aunt had put together, you know, made comments like, oh, you don't love us. You're outside of us. You don't know what aunt really wanted. You're just doing this to be mean. And the pressure got pretty intense to the point where the trustee just finally said, fine, whatever you want to do, just go ahead and do it. And unfortunately, that's an understandable attitude, but it's not the attitude that you would want to have a trustee to take. So you want to make sure the trustee would be able to stand up to those kinds of things and make the decisions. You're also talking about somebody that if you have minor children, someone that could be responsible for your child's education, for making sure the child's taken care of, for having money set aside for the child's future. Some very, very important decisions have to be made when it comes to the trustee. Well, that's a little bit about trustees. Hopefully, it'll give you some idea about what to think about when you're talking about who a trustee may be or who you'd want to pick as a trustee. It is an important decision, but one that you sit down and keep in mind what the trustee has to do, and you can come up with somebody that should be able to take care of that for you. If you have any questions, again, please give me a call. My number is area code 916-207-7526, or drop me an email. Again, Art Pauly, that's all one word, and last name is P-A-U-L-Y, at paulylaw.com, or go to my website. In fact, the website does have a download in it where you can actually download what we call a trustee's handbook. If you find yourself becoming a trustee and you're not quite sure what to do, go to the website and download the handbook. It has a lot of information in there for you about what you can do as a trustee. Well, I hope this was informative, and again, if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call or shoot me an email, and I'll get you answers for you. Thank you again, and we'll look forward to talking to you next time.